Oh, would you just say, praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Well, Brother Wayne thrilled us, didn't he? Hallelujah. Thank God for his message. I loved it. And I'm not going to preach. I just want to bring out something. I want to give you a story. Is that all right?
Yes.
I stayed with the Fullers last night and had a whole basement full of girls. And they wouldn't let me sleep till 1 o'clock in the morning telling them stories. And they said, tell us stories, Sister Gail. And I had a bunch, about 15 from Oklahoma last 2 weeks ago to come to Mexico. And after we got settled, I thought, oh, now I'll get the rest. And all the sisters said, we want some stories. So I had to sit till 12 o'clock telling stories. But these stories are Jesus' stories.
All right.
These stories, I have a story to tell you, and I'm going to tell it real quick. But I'd like to put this on Daniel 1 and 8. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat. Now you young people, listen. Nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. He purposed in his heart. And you young people of America have got to start doing some more purposing. You need the purpose in your heart, because it's getting tough here. It's getting rough here. I believe I'd rather walk in Panama City, where the colored folks are, it looks like 8 feet tall, where they yank my purse and run, and where I have no assurance of the protection only of God. You young people, go to New York and Chicago and see how you could walk on your own streets. You're needing some purposing that you're not going to defile yourselves. America is full of traditions. We have some good ones. We have some good ones, and we got some bad ones. In Latin America, we don't know who Santa Claus is at Christmas. We just know what happened. But in America, it's Santa Claus. You can stop the children on the streets and most of them and say, what does it mean to you? And they say Santa Claus. Easter is Easter egg hunts. It's in where we are, it's not that way. We have some bad traditions. But in April, while I was coming from Colombia, South America, in a Colombian boat, and we got to an island called Tubula, and the pastor is named Andres Rodriguez. He had a girl at 13. That's the age they get married. That's the age, not always they get married, but they can. And then that's where they cut their hair off and looks like a boy, and up the back. And then somebody's crazy that makes those traditions. They make that tradition, and then they tell them, for the shame of it, they've got to put a scarf and keep it on the rest of their life. They've got to put it on and keep it there because of the tradition. And so we have traditions we're fighting, the voodoo dolls and all of the traditions that we're trying to destroy, the witchcraft. And so when I walked on the island of Tubula, I had some American preachers with us, Brother Floyd Parks, that you know him. That's Brother Gary Edenfield's daddy-in-law. He was with us, and he's been on several trips with us, and he's a great man. And so as we walked on the island, Brother Andres said, Sister Gail, we're waiting on you. And I said, what for? And he said, to marry my daughter. To marry your daughter, Brother Andres. I thought the witches did it. I thought the chiefs did it. Yes, they do. I said, but I know that they fine us many, many dollars just to disobey a tradition. What will we do? And he said, that will be to be seen. But you still want her married. Yes, Sister Gail. And I turned to Brother Floyd Parks and I said, Brother Floyd, if I make the plans, would you marry him? And he said, I sure would. It would be wonderful. Breaking a tradition of marriage in the Kuna Islands. We had a Christian wedding. Think of it. We had 2 hours to get ready. What's it take you girls? Two years? Ready to get ready for a marriage? Fix everything's got to be so-so and pretty. We had 2 hours. So I sent the boys to the mainland, to the jungle, and we got some of those big palms, and we put them at the back of the church, up here at the back of the platform. And we found some old white paper, and we made some big bows, and we put one on each palm spread back here. And I just so happened to have a pretty dress in my suitcase, and it just fit the girl. Just fit her. That beautiful hair, she was 14. Her daddy hadn't given her permission to cut it yet, and she was a Christian. And so it was beautiful and black. And I bunched it up here, let it hang down and bunched it up, and took a roll of ribbon that I just so happened to take in my suitcase, wide satin ribbon, and I made some big bows on the back of that black hair. And that's the way I did to all 6 bridesmaids. Just put a big black, white bow. And the boys, we had to borrow shirts, white shirts, all over the island. All the young people out begging a white shirt for the wedding. We finally got them all ready, and I'd made plans and told Brother Floyd what I wanted done. And so they bowed at the front, and all the preachers came, 10 of them, of our Kunas, and was laying hands and praying for them. And it was so beautiful, but that couple looked like they were ready to die. I'd never seen sadder faces, but it was because it was new to them. They had never seen or heard of a Christian wedding. And it was all the preachers cried, and it was beautiful. And when we got through, every preacher said, Kuna preacher, said, Sister Gail, we all want to get married again. They had all been married by the witch doctor. I wondered sometime if they were really married. They had not no vows. They hadn't been married by the church, nor by the law, or by the justice of the peace. They had just taken a wife. And so, according to the rules of the Kunas, we had to accept that as a marriage. But this was a Christian wedding. Now, for years, I've been going 15 years to the Kunas, and 39, including all of my years. And I believe that the Bible will give me a right to say what I'm going to say. And my white hair may give me a more right too. 39, going on 40 years of the mission field, might give me a little right to say what I'm saying. But these young people down there had never seen or heard of such things. They had never known that you played, Here Comes the Bride. They had never known. We played, Tommy and Mono Tommy played Amazing Grace on his ukulele as the bride and the bridegroom came down the aisle. She came on the arm of her father, and when she got to the front, he laid his daughter's hand into the hand of the groom who was standing there. And so they were wonderfully married. It was beautiful. It was just beautiful. And I had planned that the groom kiss the bride at the end. Well, that had never been done. That was awful. That was awful. I didn't know I was going against tradition. It was terrible. And she held her head down and she giggled. And he looked like he was going to die, and it was just a terrible thing. He was going to have to kiss the bride, but at the end, he got it done, and everybody rejoiced about that. And then as they left, Brother Floyd told them, said, you all can come up now and shake hands with the Mr. and Mrs., I believe it was Reyes. You can come up now and shake hands with them and give them a gift if you wish. And so there was no gifts, but we had a wedding supper. And thank God we didn't have monkey meat this time, but we had fish and rice and the eyes and all of it in there. And we had some green bananas, and We did have some bottle drinks that somebody had brought from an island, and we had a wedding supper. Tradition broke down. I know that this just sounded strange to you, that I'd tell you a story like this, but it's God breaking down the traditions of the witch doctors, and you all don't know what it means to us to see the traditions torn down and broken. Torn down and broken. And not only have we seen that tradition, but when I went 15 years ago, a man could not set his foot on the islands because they had the southern South American men had molested our Kuna women, and they wouldn't let them even come on the islands to sleep. They had to sleep out in a boat about 1,000 feet out there. And I told Brother Frankie, if we could just get that tradition broken, that law, I could bring some American preachers down and let God see how God is blessing. We'd already started and founded in the jungle, Kankandi, and Naranghogarandi we had built, and the power of God was beginning to fall, and people were weeping and crying. It was beautiful. And I wanted Americans to see just what God was doing. And so we prayed, and we prayed, and God broke the tradition. And today, Brother Gary Edenfield, back there, I believe it looks like him, was able to go with us and be such a great blessing to us on the Kunas, and they love Brother Gary. I think all they see when he comes is a little car and a doll and some tennis shoes and all of those beautiful gifts that he brings them. But thank God, and they love him. And all the others that's been, I thank God that they got to go because traditions were broken. We have to have marriage, and I'm going to hush. When boys and girls, or little girls and boys, they're promised to their future husband and wife. They're promised. The boy has got to marry that little stubborn brat, whether he loves her or not. Because she has been chosen. But when our girls and boys get saved in the church, they're changing. They don't want that little stubborn brat. And the girl don't want that drunken sot over there that drinks Chicha Fuerte. They want a Christian boy and girl. Amen. And they've had some problems. They couldn't break the traditions. Luis and Alex were our first ones that fell in love on Naranjo Grande. Luis was I don't speak Kuna. Oh, I can say some words, yes, but I speak Spanish. So I preached to them in Spanish, and Luisa would interpret into the Kuna when she was my companion. And so I love little Luisa. She was so sweet. And Alex was just precious. One day I arrived in Panama City in Brother Frankie's house, and there sat Brother Alex. And Alex cried and fell into my arms just like a little boy. And I said, Alex, why are you here in Panama City? He said, my dad sent me to get a job. I said, he sent you to get you away from Luisa. And he said, yes. And so I went to the islands, and I said, I'll talk to Dad, and I'll talk to Mom. And so Frankie talked to the daddy, and I talked to the mamas, and the mamas consented that they could be married. But the dads were still hard-hearted and wouldn't break the tradition. We prayed. I'd sleep with Luisa, her hammock, and mine, and we just all night long push each other's hammock and talk about Alex. Talk about Alex all night. And she'd say, but Sister Gail, if we could get married, we could do more for the Lord, couldn't we? And I said, you sure could. And so we prayed that tradition out. I wasn't at the border over a month when Frankie called and said, Sister Gail, Alex and Luisa are married. Today, when I stay in Naranjo Grande, whose house do I stay in? Whose hammocks do I sleep in? Alex and Luisa's, in their little hut. They have a beautiful baby, and they're happy. And I found out that they want to go into Colombia to some of those jungle areas and start a new work. God's breaking our traditions that we've had to contend with, Brother Ray. We're seeing marvelous things done and those traditions broken. Thank God, thank God. One boy wanted to stomp the voodoo doll. He said, I want to prove that it's no good and it has no power. But Grandma called out and said, no, Reuben, no, it'll kill you. And he was afraid. He didn't have the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you young people. He couldn't do it. But later, after we'd worked a while together, Reuben received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Then he went back to the island and where Grandma was, and he stomped the voodoo dolls right in front of all the people. Thank God, thank God. You all don't realize what traditions can do to you. Yes, you can. We've got them here. We've got America. We've got traditions in the holiness realms. Yes, we do. And some are good and some are ishy-wishy. Some are just little things that don't amount to anything, but they're traditions. But if you'll think strongly, we are bound by a lot of traditions. But thank God some of them are Christian. Oh, I'm so glad for it. So thank you, saints, and God bless you. I've enjoyed myself so much. I've enjoyed the messages, Brother Ralph Cox and everybody. Brother Ray, it was so good. And I just thank God for you, and God bless you. And as I fly back next week, and then I go back to Panama in September, please, when you think of Sister Gail, Jesus help her, and he will. Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Let's stand. Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God.
Wouldn't you like to hear just a fraction of what that lady's been through? Amen.